Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. New old pregame show, friend.
New old pregame show for sure.
Yeah. Former Homer Draft Commissioner.
Yeah. Yeah. Used to be in
Zach's
charge
here.
Of all the Homer Draft rules. Do you remember when we used to do Talkin' Baseball pregame show?
Yeah. Like that had
every
to suck.
Day. Every day. It was a lot of fun, but it was a lot of work.
60 game season.
Yeah.
And boy, did we squeeze out those 60.
We squeezed them out. We did everything we could for that 60 game season.
We maximized that 60.
Mm-hmm. We are here late tonight at the office because we just did the Beano stream.
Beano stream. You can watch that back over on the John Boy Jake TV YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. Best Beano stream I think we've ever had. Like so
highest highs, lowest lows. Yeah,
so many funny moments. Throughout that, it's worth watching back. So,
great
check that out. Yeah.
Times.
Yeah.
Today on the pregame show, let's be honest, we're going to go pretty quick.
Yeah.
Because the game's in 20 minutes.
The game is quickly approaching.
We're going to go over the lineup. We're going to... I got a funny text.
Okay.
Go over the lineup.
Yes.
Go over what we're watching for. Discuss the pitching path to victory. Make some homer draft picks.
Yeah.
Talk about the over-under.
Oh, I like that.
And then we'll give some premonitions, if we have any.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will stand up.
I forgot that we stand up.
Yeah.
I love that. I haven't been here in a little while. It feels good to be back.
Have you seen the lineup yet today?
I can see it right now. Do you want me to not look at it?
You can look.
I can look.
Do you want to read it? And want me to read it?
I can read it quick.
You're a good reader.
Okay. Leading off, DJ LeMahieu at second base. Andrew Benintendi is playing left field and batting second. Judge is batting third, playing center field. Stanton at DH, batting fourth. Rizzo at first base, batting fifth. Donaldson batting sixth, playing third base. Waldo Cabrera playing right field.
Connor, seventh.
Seventh. IKF, shortstop, eighth. Higgy catching.
Higgy Knight.
Ninth. Yes. Higgy Knight, not a Trevino Knight.
Not a Trevino Knight.
Tyone pitching.
J-Mo on the bump.
Yeah. How do you feel about that? Where are you at on Tyone right now?
He's been mostly fine lately. Like, we're in a fine spot. I would love for him to get fully going, but we've been saying that.
Yeah. Fine is the spot that I was at as well. Yeah. That was the exact word I was thinking.
They're going, I'm not going to sit here and be dreading a Tyone start. It's usually a good effort.
There was a little bit of a stretch where it was rough, started off the season hot, but everyone's kind of, you know, regressed a little bit. But now it's kind of...
It was natural.
Now it's kind of leveled out.
I suppose the biggest point or biggest things that stick out with the lineup, Benintendi up in the two-hole, Judge down to third.
Yeah, where do you stand on the Benintendi leadoff crew? There's a lot of people.
I understand why it's happening. It hurts part of my soul to not be maximizing as many Judge at-bats as we can. I'm a little bit of a nerd and one of the analytics nerds in that way. My brother and I have had some discussions about this where it's like, well, 5 years ago, the lineup would have very obviously been Benny, DJ in some order.
Yeah.
And that has made me be like, that's true. It would have definitely been that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in an okay spot with it. I'm happy. Check it out against the Angels.
Put your biggest hitter third and then instead of second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You in on it?
Am I in on Benny first?
Yeah, the Benny getting Benny into that DJ. Top two.
Yeah.
And it knocks Judge down to three.
I just need them to get on base.
That's true. They do their jobs. It's good.
Yeah, exactly. Because if the more opportunities they give to the Angels to walk Judge, they're going to do it. And they seem to.
Yeah. Teams are straight up not pitching to him.
Yeah. So anytime they get a moment where they don't have to pitch to him, they take it. But when they do, he hits a home run.
Except when he hits a home run.
Except when he homers.
The other, Judge Stanton, but they're back-to-back again, and it's against a righty pitcher. Mike Mayer's on the bump for the Angels, who is in my book, but I don't know anything about him. So that's tough.
You don't know anything about?
No. Name's kind of like Mike Myers.
Kinda. And that's what we got.
So that's the scouting.
That's all the insight you're going to get. Yeah.
They've got similar lineup to yesterday. Yeah. Fletcher, Trout, Otani, Renjifo, Ward.
Mm-hmm.
5-6. Yeah. Max Stassi's back. He can actually kind of hit. Mm-hmm. Magnuri, Sierra, and Velazquez for the Angels.
Can I talk about a hot topic real quick?
Please.
Did you have any thoughts on the Ford shushing, or did you think that was a whole lot of nothing?
If that was like a directed at the Yankees specifically thing,
yeah.
I mean, I get it.
Yeah. I mean, there's a few things it could have been. Yeah. I thought his answer to it meant nothing. Like, I didn't believe that. Like, that could have been it, and it could have not been it. Like, I didn't trust that. Yeah. That was really anything at all.
I've got.
Because he said he was, like, pointing to fans behind the dugout. And like,
which
maybe,
very plausible.
Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. Who knows?
Yeah. I think it could, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I got bigger issues on the baseball field at hand than what Mike Ford's doing when he hits his first homer.
Same.
I like Mike Ford. He's a nice-looking fella, bright guy, went to Princeton.
Yeah, he's a John Boy Media favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rizzo back up to fifth.
Yes.
Six hole sparked him.
He has been sparked.
Hoping it's the start of something. Donaldson's back in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
So Glaber, Marwin, Trevino, Tilo. No Marwin. He's still on the paternity list.
No, yeah. That's why Tilo is here.
Glaber, Tilo. Yeah. Who am I missing? Hicks.
Yep.
Hicks and Trevino.
Yep. I liked seeing Tilo get into the game yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like him being involved.
Whenever that's an option off the bench, I'm like, oh, that's such a cool piece to have. He's just going to go in and basically steal a base.
There's times when I'm like, oh, obviously he's going to be on the playoff roster.
Yeah.
And we're still like maybe 2 weeks away from really being able to play that game.
Second fastest player in baseball?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Really fast, really valuable, does the pinch runner thing well. I have no idea how it's all going to shake out.
Yeah.
Bader's on the fast track. They're doing a 10-day ramp up that came out during the Beano stream.
I heard about that. What was it? September 12th was the day?
I guess September 12th. Yeah. They're going to get him into like 3 rehab games.
I'd love to know if that's real.
Curious about him.
Mm-hmm.
Are you watching for anything? I know I said we were speed running.
Yeah, we're speed running. Sorry, I got a little distracted. This is a real cop out answer, but I'm watching every time. I really am enjoying the Judge home run race.
Yeah,
and that's really easy to say, because it is the most fun thing about the team right now is that he's going for that record. So. I like watching I'm a really simple minded when it comes to that. I like watching the numbers go up and they do the little thing in the corner. And
I'm really happy it's above 50.
Yeah.
Cause that's like a real one.
Yeah. The fact that he's still so close, even though he felt like he wasn't hitting for a little while there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, he's having a crazy season and that's not a hot take.
Truly historic.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like Schwarber's the second guy and he's 15 behind him. Like 14 now. Yep. He homered last night, too. Yeah, I'm really happy because he finished last year like 39 and 98 RBIs or something. It's like, man, if that got to be 40 and 100, that's just a much different vibe about a guy's season. I mean, no, not that anyone thought last year was a bad year out of Judge, but.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Pitching path to victory?
He's just having the best year of his career.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pitching path to victory. Do you think they had, this was a question I had, that they use Clay Holmes at all? Or do you think they, because they brought him in once
yesterday
and he was fine.
I assume he's not available just because long absence.
Mm-hmm.
I know we're all assuming it was a phantom thing.
Yeah.
But I still think
you want
probably just not do a back-to-back immediately.
They take
even
it
though
slow
he threw,
with him.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Only 7 pitches last night, but.
Yeah, it was quick. That's why I say that.
It all worked.
Yeah.
I'm happy to see him again, but I think Johnny probably gets the 9th.
Mm-hmm.
Pencil and J-Mo in for 6.
When was
6.
The last time Johnny pitched?
He last pitched Saturday.
Yeah.
Pitched Friday, Saturday, back-to-back. Neither a long outing.
Okay.
11 and 9 pitches, respectively.
Yeah.
So he should be good to go. I think he has the 9th. And Licky's the only other guy used yesterday. I think everyone else should be available.
Yeah.
So I think Ron gets back out there for the 8th.
Ron.
In a winning formation.
Yeah. Still have a lot of faith in Ron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's been so good. And he had, like, the long layoff going into that bad outing.
Yeah.
That, like, fucked him. And I guess there's a lefty lane. Wandy just gets people. He might just have the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, he escapes the 6th if Tyone's not finishing it. Trevino could be involved.
So you have Tyone, Wandy, maybe?
Tyone, Wandy,
yeah.
Ron, Johnny.
Yeah. In the best possible outcome. That's what it looks like.
Think so.
Yeah.
I want to see Weissert again, but
oh yeah,
it's not part of paths to victory yet.
No, not yet. It doesn't make sense to
been two appearances and one of them's the worst ever. In the nicest way, one of them was the worst ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I
great
I watched,
story forever.
I was watching that game with my girlfriend. She could it was one of the first times I could tell she really understood like how hard
moment.
That is. Yeah. She was like, oh, I feel so bad for him. I was like, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, we do. We do feel bad. Well, kind of sucks. But.
He answered the bell.
Yeah.
Answered the bell.
Yeah.
Next up. Homer Draft. It's the Homer Draft. The Homer Draft brought to you by SeatGeek. Zach's a geek for seats.
I'm a geek. I don't have the...
the sheet.
Yeah, I don't have the sheet.
Well, if you use code pregame, you'll get $20 off your first purchase.
At SeatGeek?
At SeatGeek. Look out for those green bubbles. They'll tell you a good deal.
That is true. I used SeatGeek to get my ticket to see Kendrick Lamar, and that was pretty cool. I got a pretty good deal. I used one of those green bubbles.
Did I hear you were at that Harry Styles concert?
I was at Harry Styles as well, yes.
I found out about that from Jake and not you.
Really?
Yeah, he told
I felt like
me
I was pretty... pretty vocal about that in the office.
I didn't know. Yeah. I was walking around there around when people were arriving. The city was filled. The girlies were out.
They were out. Yeah. We went and it was a loud frequency inside of that.
A lot of people.
Inside of that garden.
A lot of people I knew at that concert.
Oh yeah. A lot of people.
Just a lot of people. I was like, huh? Like on Instagram, you see people's stories. I was like,
a lot of people there. He's there.
Which makes
like,
sense. He's a big deal.
There for like 15 shows
big
or something
stadium.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Sunday.
But that's not the Yankees.
That's not the Yankees. The Homer Draft. You will be getting the first pick today.
Okay.
I had the first pick yesterday. I took Aaron Judge. There's been sort of a rule on this show that if you have the first pick, you pick Aaron
Take
Judge.
Aaron Judge, yeah.
Or if he's available.
Because we want
you.
Him to home run.
Because he homers in a lot of the games, dude. I don't know if you've seen this.
He does do that.
He really does it. The audience on your team's behalf picked Glaber and Stanton.
Okay.
They are unavailable to you. I picked Judge and DJ LeMahieu. They are unavailable to me.
Do I have the first pick?
You have the first pick.
So I can pick Judge.
You can.
First pick. Okay, I would like to do that.
Are you sure you want him in the first pick?
Why are you going
to
say that?
I can't
pick because
him.
I can. Oh, that's actually very true. Okay, and you already got Stanton and
who you else? Got Stanton and Glaber.
Stanton and Glaber. Okay, I will go Rizzo first pick.
It's a good pick.
Yeah. Thank you for saving me on that. You didn't have to do that, but I appreciate it.
Stand-up guy.
Yeah.
Tonight, I believe in Oswaldo Cabrera.
That's great. I felt really bad when he pimped that flyout last night.
Dude, he's had a bunch that, like...
Because I believed in it. It looked like it was hit really well. Yeah.
It's happening. Yeah. I need it to happen. He brings a lot of energy that I
like. I like him a lot. Yeah.
I really like him.
And he's been hitting well anyway. It's just
it's been good. Yeah. Has it been against the A's and Angels for the most part? Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you gotta hit off the bad guys.
Yeah.
Like, they're major league pitchers, man.
And he's been having fun at defense, so.
Yeah.
Been good. Yeah.
And then my other pick, I'll pick Stanton. I always am terrified to not pick him if I have him available because you never know if he's going to just not be in the lineup the next day because the Yankees do that. They still are, like, delicate with him. Like, Judge, they've played him every day. It's fine. It's cool.
Yeah.
Stanton, I'm always scared that he's not going to be available. So even when he's not hot, you can't not pick him.
Yeah. He's one of the most likely to hit a home run at any time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
One of the few guys that's, like, a real threat.
Yes. So then I will be taking Judge with the second pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And I think that was the best I could possibly do. So I hope that helps this side of the draft do well. I don't know what the score is. What's the score look like right now? Do you have that? Or?
Oh, Jimmy spotted Jake April and then stopped doing the pregame shows. Jake was up so much. I think technically... Some days different guys have been subbing in or whatever, so I think technically I've scored some points for the Jake team, but the me/Jimmy team has narrowed the gap. It's 24-23 on the season. I got to double-check the series score. I'll be honest, I've never been one for the series score.
No.
It does show a little bit, like, did you play the game the best?
Mm-hmm.
Like, by the end of the year, I will catch up on that and see who won, but...
I understand. I know they like the series score a lot. It's hard for me to track
those in real time.
I asked between... seasons, what do you guys still want to do series score? And it's like, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very clearly want to do it. But I understand why. Yeah.
I get it. Yeah. I give a guess for the over under. Yesterday, it was 8.5.
It was 8. And it was.
Final score was 3.
It's Montas pitching.
Montas was on the mound. And it was a 4-3 final. So I. Me and the chat win with the under.
Yeah.
Hell yes. We did good. I really thought it went over until just now.
Mm-hmm. I think they keep it around 8. I'm going to say 8.
It's 9.
Really?
Yeah.
Bumped it up a little bit.
I've been winning with some unders lately, so yeah. I'm gonna keep that riding. I still don't believe in them to hit, but that's whatever. I root for the team, though.
No, I don't see this as a high-scoring game, so I'm also going with the under.
Yeah, besides all the homers.
Besides the homers. Besides when Judge hits 4 homers, but that's going to be the only scoring in the game.
Yeah, because that's going to be 6, so.
Yeah. That's good for me.
Got any premonitions?
Oh, boy. Do I have any premonitions? I think we get a good defensive play from Waldo tonight.
I was kind of were you thinking that?
I saw it as like a slide catch, like not like a diving catch, but like he slides legs first, and on the slide like makes the catch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Yeah.
Off.
It's only because I said that I mentioned his defense earlier, so I was already thinking about it, but
dude, we're gonna see a shot of Anthony Banda laughing with somebody.
Just laughing?
There's gonna be like a lighthearted moment in that bullpen.
Yeah.
And we're gonna see Anthony Banda crack a smile. With a friend.
He will have a friend. I like that. That's cuter than what mine was.
Yeah. I'm trying to get a little more creative with them.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for inviting me to do the pregame show.
Thanks for coming back. The audience really misses you.
Aw. I miss everybody. These are fun.
Premium show's fun.
Yeah.
Game starts now.
Game does start now.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.